Rinso, R-I-N-S-O. Soapy Rich Rinso presents Boston Blackie. Rinso White, Rinso Bright, the only soap powder that contains solium, the sunlight ingredient guaranteed to make all your clothes whiter and brighter. And now, on to Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
What are you reading, Chief? Little Abner?
No, listen to this, Matthews. Special display at the Great Gems exhibit at the famous Goday Jewelers will be the incomparable Star of the Nile Emerald, one of the most precious gems in the world. So precious that Georgie Stevens, vice president of Goday's, is personally bringing the star from Chicago to New York.
Oh, I don't get the joke, Chief.
Sure you don't, because you don't know that Boston Blackie is on the same train with Georgie Stevens.
Chief, I don't get it.
Well, if I know my Boston Blackie, and to my great sorrow I do, he won't be able to resist a little gadget worth a cool 200 grand.
I still don't see what's so funny. Besides, Blackie hasn't gone after sparklers in a long time.
I know that. But I also know one thing that sparkles that's right up Blackie's alley.
Yeah? What's that?
Dames.
Sure, Chief, but the Star of the Nile ain't a dame.
Yeah, but Helen Carew is.
Helen Carew?
Yeah. Something's bound to happen on a train when it's carrying those three. Georgie Stevens, Helen Carew, and Boston Blackie.
It's obvious that an international bank should be established for reconstruction. Do you realize that the International Monetary Fund will total around $8,500,000,000? But that's only the beginning.
Yes, well, a small beginning. You know, I get kind of mixed up when I start counting over 850.
Oh, young man, we'll all have to learn how to count in millions and billions in the post-war world.
Well, that's very interesting. Oh, here you are, Porter. I'd like some dessert.
Will you take a seat, miss?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, never mind the dessert, Porter.
Well, I'm finished. Wouldn't you rather have this chair by the window?
Thank you.
And good day to you, young man, and thanks for your company.
Well, thanks to you for the tip on the international monetary situation. I can't wait to use it. Very interesting woman.
And very distinguished looking, too. Who is she?
I don't know, but she's awfully good at counting. Is it all right if we talk?
Why not? You see, my mother never told me not to talk to strangers on a train.
Oh, I like your mother. Very intelligent woman.
Oh, well, I'm no isolationist. But to make it proper, my name is Helen Carew.
And mine is Boston Blackie. But let's talk about you.
All right, let's. I'm a very pleased young lady on a train between Chicago and New York.
Oh, and why are you pleased?
Because I didn't expect conversation with my dinner.
Oh, well, do you realize the International Monetary Fund will total about $8,500,000,000 this year?
No.
Yes, you see... Oh, she's back again.
Excuse me, I've lost something.
It can't be that $8,500,000,000.
No, it was a chamois pouch. I just don't see it. Now, wait.
Oh, I'd better get out of the way.
It isn't here.
Pardon me, madam. What did you lose?
Oh, this is just terrible, terrible. Waiter? Waiter!
It sounds important.
Young man, you have no idea how important. That pouch was worth $200,000.
That's a lot of money to be carrying around.
It wasn't money. It was an emerald, one of the most valuable gems in the world, the Star of the Nile. I tell you, Inspector, I have been robbed. It was sometime during the dinner hour. The Star of the Nile is missing.
Okay, Mrs. Stevens, I got that much from the telegram the conductor sent. Now, we'll search every passenger on the train if we have to, so calm down. Now, do you say you thought you left it in the dining car? Were you alone?
No. A young man joined me for dinner, and then later, just before I left, a young lady was seated at the table.
Uh-huh. Friends of yours?
No. Just people one meets on a train.
Now, this young man, what was he like?
Well, he was a clean-cut looking chap with dark hair, tall, a nice smile.
I'm not a bit surprised. And the young lady?
Quite attractive. As a matter of fact, the young man seemed rather taken with her.
Well, Mrs. Stevens, I don't think you have to worry about your star of the Nile. I might even say the situation is well in hand. Matthew should be here any moment now with the man we're looking for.
Here he is, Chief.
Welcome, Boston Blackie. Welcome home.
Oh.
Your new home. As a matter of fact, I've prepared a special escort to take you there.
Well, now, how thoughtful, Inspector. But where's the brass band?
All right, come off it, Blackie. Where's the emerald?
This is a great shock to me, young man.
Well, it's no shock to me, madam. I know my Faraday. He never fails. He never fails to be dead wrong.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Blackie, but you were in the dining car with Mrs. Stevens when the emerald disappeared.
Mrs. Stevens? I didn't even know that was her name.
Oh, now, Blackie, as if you didn't know that Mrs. Stevens was vice president of Go Days and that she was carrying the Star of the Nile to New York. As if you didn't read the papers.
Of course I read the papers, Inspector, but I was a little more interested in the fact that we'd just taken Khan and Saipan.
Okay. You can tell me all about that at headquarters. Come on, Blackie.
Now look, Faraday, do you mind if I talk this over with Mrs. Stevens?
Whatever you have to say, you say at headquarters. Come on.
I'll be in touch with you, Inspector. Thanks again.
Now about that brass band, Blackie. I'll arrange to have one when we send you up the river.
Oh, are you leaving, Mr. Blackie?
Oh, yes. My Uncle Faraday always brings the town car to meet me.
Uncle Faraday, my aunt.
Well, your Uncle Faraday must have a lot of influence. I wonder when the police are going to let the rest of us off the train.
Well, Miss Carew, I'll see if I can use my influence. You see, he happens to be the police. Uncle, meet Miss Carew.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
I hope this fellow hasn't taken you in, too.
Oh, no, Mr. Faraday. On the contrary, he's been very nice to me.
Yeah, well, that's Blackie. You might as well know, Miss Carew, he's been charged with the theft of the Star of the Nile.
But that's impossible.
Impossible? What do you mean, Miss Carew?
I was at the table when Mrs. Stevens discovered her loss, and I'm sure that Mr. Blackie had nothing whatever to do with it.
You haven't known him as long as I have, Miss Carew. You mean to tell me that Boston Blackie didn't do it?
That's exactly what I mean.
Thanks, Miss Carew, for telling the inspector something he should have known. He usually goes the long way around. You helped him find the shortcut.
Oh, you haven't gone yet, Inspector.
No, I'm afraid we'll have to begin all over again, Mrs.
Stevens.
What
do you mean?
Well, Miss Carew here has a strong alibi for Blackie. I'm still looking for a loophole, but under the circumstances, I'm afraid I can't hold him.
But you're going to do something about it, aren't you, Inspector? After all, you were sure that the emerald must still be on the train.
Well, that's right. It is, Mrs. Stevens. That's what I tried to tell you before the inspector shut me up.
Oh, so you know. Well, come on, Blackie. Where is it?
I didn't say I knew where. Mrs. Stevens, you're a little absent-minded, aren't you?
Absent-minded? Why, no.
Well, perhaps I'm jumping to conclusions, but, of course, if you'll remember, you left the dining car without paying your bill.
I did?
No, not that I minded buying you dinner, Mrs. Stevens, but it occurred to me that if you were absent-minded enough to forget your dinner check, you might also have forgotten something else.
How could I forget the Star of the Nile? I put it in my red purse just before I went into the dining car.
Oh, are you sure you put it in your red purse, Mrs. Stevens?
Yes.
Well, then the whole thing's solved. You didn't have your red purse with you, Mrs. Stevens.
I didn't. Now, that's absurd. Wait, just a minute. Let me think. I stretched out to take a nap just before dinner. I got up and got dressed and... Oh, by George, you're right. The emerald must be in that purse that I packed in my suitcase. Oh, Inspector, I am terribly sorry to have caused you all that trouble. And you, young man, and that young lady. Oh, thank you. Thank you all very much. Well, good day.
Well, how do you like that?
Oh, you seem to be disappointed, Inspector.
You know, if Boston Blackie can sit next to someone on a train who's got something that's worth 200 grand and not do something about it, I guess it's time I turned in my badge.
Well, you should have thought of that before, Inspector. Just think, by now you could have had a cottage, a couple of cows, and a victory garden instead of that pet ulcer of yours. By the way, what do you call it?
Boston Blackie, what else?
Why, Inspector, how sweet of you. Naming your first one after me.
Taxi! Taxi!
Miss Carew, I've been looking for you. Here's a cab coming up now. May I drop you someplace?
Oh, thanks.
Where to, Miss Carew?
The Middleton, please.
Okay. Driver, 48th Street off Lexington.
Oh, you don't miss a thing, do you, Mr. Blackie?
Well, I have a great appreciation for beautiful things.
Oh, well, then you must have seen the Star of the Nile.
Star of the Nile?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about beautiful things, such as the dessert I had for dinner last night.
Oh, I was just marveling at how clever you were helping Mrs. Stevens to find her emerald.
Well, it isn't hard to find something that was never lost, Miss Carew, and incidentally, thanks for putting in a good word for me with the inspector.
Oh, don't mention it.
Now, by the way, I'll bet there's another thing your mother forgot to warn you about.
Oh?
Accepting dinner invitations from a young man in a taxi cab.
I told you not to disturb me, Miss Everett. I am too busy to see anyone. Who are you?
Louis.
Louis?
Yeah, Milla said you wanted to see me.
Ah, yes, Mr. Louis. Won't you sit down?
Now, let's get this straight, Mrs. Stevens. I don't know you, but Milla said you had a job for a guy with fingers.
Well, I wouldn't exactly put it that way, Mr. Louis.
And another thing, Mrs. Stevens, this is strictly business. Milla says you want me to open up a safe down at Godet's and lift a hunk of jewelry.
Well, now...
And what's more, Mrs. Stevens, I know you're vice president of Godet's, and if you're worrying about what might happen, you're in a swell spot. After all, who'd the judge believe, you or me?
Well, I am glad we understand each other, Mr. Louis. The emerald has already been deposited in the Godet vault, and since the exhibit will open tomorrow, there's no reason for any further delay.
Hey, Blackie, didn't you hear me calling you?
Well, vaguely. To be honest with you, Shorty, I had my mind on somebody else.
Well, boss, I just heard something I thought you'd be interested in.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know you were telling me about that emerald mix-up on the train?
Yeah.
Well, I got a tip, see? Somebody's gonna crack the Godet safe for that emerald.
When?
At midnight.
How straight was this tip, Shorty?
Oh, a very reliable tip, boss. Fingers told me.
Fingers? Oh, that's too big a job for him. He's only got 10.
Well, that's what the man said. He said that.
That small-time safecracker. I guess I better go down and help him out. But before business, pleasure. Well, for once, Miss Carew, I can't blame Faraday. After all, he brought us together.
Brought us together? What do you mean?
Well, if he hadn't accused me, you wouldn't have had the opportunity to vouch for me. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to show you my appreciation.
Oh, I see. Well, the whole thing was a little silly anyway.
No, not altogether. Faraday has the memory of an elephant and the persistence of a little beaver, and looks like both of them. If anything happens, it's got to be Boston Blackie.
Oh, that's a nuisance, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Faraday hounds me, but it's good to have him around at the wind-up.
Blackie, I don't quite make you out, but I like you.
Thanks, but I hope that's an understatement.
Well, I'm surprised the police are so suspicious of you.
Oh, that's the story of my life. You see, Faraday has good instincts, only he picks the wrong person. If he knew, for instance, that tonight I may have something to do with robbing a vault, he'd become suspicious right away.
But of course you haven't anything to do with that.
But of course I have. Only it's not as bad as it sounds.
Well, now I'm really puzzled.
Well, the only puzzle is, why don't I spend the rest of the evening with you?
Meaning that you have to leave?
Meaning that I have an important conference about something green and something Egyptian.
Oh, I see. But like the Sphinx, you won't talk.
Well, perhaps I'll have something to tell you later. I'll get your coat.
Oh, thanks. I have to make a phone call.
But don't make any dates for the next month. I want to put in my bid first.
Hello? Operator? Give me Madison 72772. Hello? Inspector? This is Helen Carew. I just had dinner with Boston Blackie. We're leaving now. He's dropping me off at my hotel. He's going down to Godet's. He's after the emerald. And Inspector, if you happen to catch him, please don't mention me.
Boston Blackie, unaware that Helen Carew has tipped off Inspector Faraday as to his destination, is on his way to Godet's Jewelers to try to prevent the robbery of the vault there and to attempt to discover who is behind the attempt to steal the famous Star of the Nile Emerald. It is midnight at the Godet Vault.
It's no use, Louis. It's one of them new style vaults. I can't make it out.
Well, we got dynamite. We'll have to use it. I don't like a noisy job, but, hey, where is it?
I left it out in the alley.
Well, go get it.
Okay, I'm going.
Try again, Fingers.
Well, I'm nervous.
There's no time for nerves. Stevens is paying off plenty.
I know this is a big job, boss.
Too big for you, Fingers. Okay, stay where you are.
Boston Blackie?
That's right. What were you saying about a certain Mrs. Stevens?
Now, look, Blackie, let's be sensible about this. Well, we're having a little trouble here cracking this crib.
I bet you can't open it.
Are you kidding, Fingers?
That'll make a good bet.
Well, I'll make a bet with you. Not the kind of a bet that will save you money, but it might save a few years of your life.
Yeah?
Yeah. And all you have to do is talk.
Yeah, we'll talk, Blackie. But drop your rod first.
Oh, so you've got a little playmate. Okay, you get the gun.
Get it, Louis.
I got it. You know, Blackie, this is a happy coincidence. As I said before, we can use you. Only now, the bet's off. You're just gonna do it. Come on, get those fingers working.
And suppose these fingers can't open the vault?
Then the next time you go to buy gloves, you better look for mittens. Come on, take a look at the crib.
Oh, beautiful job. You know, Faraday should see me now. Okay, stand back and keep quiet.
We'll be quiet, all right, but it's up to you, Blackie. This gun can make a lot of noise.
Shh, wait a minute. It feels like, yeah, there's one. Now let's try this. Next one.
Open up! Open up or we'll break this door down!
It's the cops, come on!
Miller, did you leave the other door open?
Yeah!
Okay, let's beat it.
What about Blackie?
Forget about Blackie, come on!
Okay.
Hey, Archie, get out of here, look out. Okay.
Hey, Matthew, stop them!
Stop, Blackie, or we'll shoot!
I warned you, Blackie. Hey, this isn't Blackie.
Hey, who are these other two?
Oh, Louie, huh?
Yeah, and Fingers and Miller.
Hey, what is this, a national convention? Where's Blackie?
How'd you know Blackie was going to be down here, Faraday?
A little birdie told me. Now, where is he?
Well, now, I don't expect you to believe this, Inspector, but so help me. We were passing by the alley, and we heard a noise, and we come in. Naturally curious, you understand?
Yeah.
And who do you suppose was starting to crack that vault?
Don't tell me. Boston Blackie?
Yeah.
Well, then what are we doing out here in the alley? You couldn't have gotten away.
Yeah, Chief, there's only two doors to that room. We come through this one, so he must be back in the vault room.
That's right. Eddie, watch these mugs here. Come on, Matthews, let's have a look.
He ain't in here, Chief. No, he ain't in here.
Oh, I can see for myself, Matthews. I can see for myself. Must have slipped through the door before we came in. Matthews, you're fired!
Aw, me? Chief, I ain't done nothing.
Oh, that's the trouble. You never do anything. Now, let's see if the vault's open, Matthews.
Okay, Chief. No, locked tighter than the drum. Not a mark on it. Looks like we saved the emerald for Godet's. Hey, Inspector.
Yeah, but I wish somebody would have saved Blackie for me. Matthews, I hate to say it, but we gave Blackie a break. We came in just in time to save him from getting into trouble.
I just wanted to thank you, Inspector, for preventing the robbery last night and catching the thieves.
Don't mention it, Mrs. Stevens.
Tell me, did they have a chance to open the vault?
Nope. We were Johnny on the spot. They never even got started.
Well, Inspector, I can't thank you enough for the fine job you've done.
Fine job. Nothing ever happens. Nobody ever steals anything. Listen, Mrs. Stevens, if somebody should steal that emerald and I catch him, well, then you can thank me. What burns me up is that Boston Blackie was down there, too, but he got away.
Boston Blackie? He got away? Are you sure that vault wasn't opened?
Sure, we tried it. It was locked tight.
Well, to be on the safe side, I'd better check. I'll go right down to the vault myself. I tell you, Faraday, it's gone. The emerald is gone. I searched the vault myself. It's gone.
That's great! I've really got Boston Blackie now. Don't worry, Mrs. Stevens. Calm down. You'll get your star, and I'll get Boston Blackie.
So that's what happened, Helen. Faraday collected three mugs, and he didn't even seem pleased about it.
But Blackie, how did you get out?
Well, while Faraday was rounding up the other mugs, I got the last number to the vault's combination, you see. I opened the door, stepped in, and closed it.
But you might have been locked in.
Oh, I was locked in, fortunately, because somebody tried the vault handle later. You see, Helen, modern vaults have an anti-holdup device.
What's that?
Oh, it's a sort of a gimmick that locks the door from the inside. Well, I just pushed the lever. After they left, I slipped out through the alley door.
What were you after, Blackie?
I told you before, something green and something Egyptian. The Star of the Nile Emerald, of course.
Did you find it in the vault?
Yes.
Oh.
But I didn't take it. I just wanted to make sure it was there.
You didn't take it. Blackie, I don't understand you.
Now look, somebody is after the Star of the Nile. And if he gets it, somebody's going to take the rap for it. It could be me, but that's not the point. Nobody's going to take the rap for somebody else while I'm around.
You're talking about somebody. Who?
I'll find that out. But first, I want to have a talk with Mrs. Stevens. Perhaps she has an idea. Goodbye, Helen. Next time, I promise you, we won't have any outside interference.
Operator, give me Madison 72772. Hello? Helen Carew speaking. Oh, the inspector isn't there. Well, then I want to leave him a message. Tell him that Boston Blackie is on his way to the Cavanaugh Hotel to see Mrs. Stevens. I can't wait for the inspector to call back, so tell him I'm going to see Stevens too, right now. But try to get the inspector there as quickly as you can.
Slow down, Blackie. Slow down there. Okay, you can march in step with me and Matthews now.
You taking your afternoon constitutional, gentlemen?
What were you doing back there at the Middleton Hotel, Blackie?
Now, Inspector, you're privileged to know anything about my public life.
Mm-hmm.
But I insist that you don't interfere in my private affairs.
Well, this is a little private affair that I am interfering in.
No?
You're under arrest for stealing the Star of the Nile.
What? Again?
And no alibi this time. You were down in the Godet vault with Louis and the other two guys. I got them and searched them, but you got away. Now somebody got that emerald out of the vault. Come on, shake a leg, Blackie. Hey, I didn't say stop. I said go.
Police! Police! I've been robbed!
Hey, who robbed you?
Have you gone nuts, Blackie?
Let me go! Help, police!
Oh, cut it out. What is this? Hey, where is he? Matthews, where is he? Where's Blackie? Come on!
Oh, Chief, he's gone!
Hey, folks, look, I'm a police inspector. Honest, I am. Hey, Matthews, quick, look, there he is. Shoot at him! Shoot at Blackie! Hey, listen, all of you, stand back. Lay off that fella. He's police. That's Matthews. He's police, too.
Oh, Chief, thanks, Chief. Did Blackie get away?
Yeah, Matthews, you're fired!
But I'm sure he was coming here, Mrs. Stevens.
Miss Carew, why should Mr. Blackie come see me at my hotel? Besides, I'm confident that by this time, Inspector Faraday has made sure that the young man is no longer a free agent.
Perhaps. Perhaps you're right. But I'm not sure the inspector is right in what he's doing.
No, Miss Carew, it's quite obvious that you have an attachment for Mr. Blackie. And if the police have taken him in, I won't have to worry about the Star of the Nile any longer.
But the police haven't taken me, Mrs. Stevens.
Boston Blackie!
And incidentally, if I knew how much the Star of the Nile would be worth to you, I, might listen to reason.
Blackie!
Hello, Miss Carew. I rather expected you be here, too. I wouldn't try to phone, Mrs. Stevens. You really don't want the police to come up here?
Why not?
Because it would be very embarrassing for you. And besides, it would be very embarrassing if I would have to use this gun.
Blackie, look!
No, Helen! Helen, why did you knock the gun out of my hand?
Because you had me fooled for a while, but I'm finally beginning to understand you, Blackie.
All right, the two of you. Stand still and put your hands up high.
Oh, so you have a gun too, Mrs. Stevens. Is that to guard the emerald you stole from your own vault?
Mrs. Stevens took the emerald?
Yes. Usually when people want to steal something, they just steal it. But Mrs. Stevens had to do it the hard way.
But you made it much easier for me, Mr. Blackie. You see, you were in the vault, and now everybody will know that Boston Blackie stole the emerald.
Just one thing I'd like to know, Mrs. Stevens. Why does a vice president of a large firm like Godet's have to steal a piece of jewelry?
There's an ugly word for it. Embezzlement. I'm awfully sorry, Miss Carew. Sorry that you came here tonight. Because no one else can know what you two know. I'm going to have to kill you.
Come on, Stevens. Give me that gun.
Stay where you are.
I want that gun, Stevens.
I told
Blackie,
you to stay where you are.
Look, you can't pull that trigger.
Get back. Get back. Get back.
Inspector, I never thought I'd be happy to see you. Thanks, Helen, for sending the message. Well, Inspector, I think Mrs. Stevens will go with you now.
Stevens?
Yes, Inspector. And thanks for putting Helen on this case. We've got your man.
But I won't go. I can't go. I've gone long enough. I can never catch up. For years now, I've been running after myself, running away from something I couldn't stop. But I've got to stop. You'll never get me, I tell you. I've got to stop.
Well, we got what we were looking for, but I can't say I'm very happy about it. Well, Faraday, this time I've really got to thank you.
Oh, don't kid me, Blackie.
No, on the level. You saved my life. You know, it's the first time in 10 years that I've been scared.
Really?
Well, you know, Stevens might have pulled that trigger.
No such luck.
No, very funny. Yes, she would have shot Helen and me if you hadn't knocked down the door. She had only one other way out, Faraday, and because you came in, she took that way.
Always blaming it on me, huh?
Now look, Inspector, won't you miss me just a teeny little bit?
Does a guy miss a headache?
You know, Helen, you really had me fooled.
Oh?
But let me give you a tip. The next time you call Madison 72772, you better be inside a telephone booth.
What?
Remember when we were out for dinner the first time?
Yes.
Well, I went to get your coat, and as I was leaving, I heard you ask the operator for Madison 72772.
My private number.
Sure. Only a few people know that number, and I'm proud to be one of them.
So, you knew I was working for the inspector.
Sure, but that didn't matter. You already had your hooks in me, and I couldn't get loose.
Well, perhaps now you'd like for me to unhook you?
Honey, with you anything goes, by hook or by crook.
You've been listening to Boston Blackie, tonight's story, Star of the Nile. Brought to you each weekday at this time by Rinso, R-I-N-S-O. That special soapy rich cleanser that makes every dish shine. Join us again next week, same station, same time, for another exciting adventure with that master of detectives, the detective of all detectives, Boston Blackie. This is the OTARP Radio Network.